Hey, everybody, welcome to the Freedom Nation podcast and another episode having an amazing guest on. Today, I've got Jean Amlor on. She is a coach to coaches, and she is amazing. She coaches up some of the best coaches in the entire country. She even does some work with some CEOs and celebrities and things like that. So we want to learn as much as we can from her because she didn't start as a coach. She actually started in different careers and morphed into this. So stick tuned and we'll be right back on in just 1 second.
Welcome to the Freedom Nation podcast with Jeff Kickle. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Jean, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing, Jeff?
I am well. Where are you at today, by the way?
I am at Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, perfect place to be. God, it's beautiful down there this time of the year.
Always pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I know. Well, it is beautiful. I mean, just the water is so crystal clear down there. It's amazing to me. So at one point, I almost moved to Tampa. I had a job offer down there and ended up getting a job offer back in Austin that was better and didn't move. But like three times in my life, I've almost moved to the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Oh, so
it's gorgeous there. Well, let's get started. Tell your story a little bit. So tell us how you got to where you're at today.
That's a long story. So I'm going to have to just give you the...
give me the cliff notes.
Okay. So, all right, let's start. I started off my life in the career as a fashion designer. That's what I went to college for. I worked for 2 years in that industry and I didn't like it. I just thought they're so superficial. I just want to go traveling. So I did. I was just,
that
I
was had probably the reason to begin with was like, hey, I get to travel doing this.
No, it wasn't. Okay. I was really, very artistic and design. And I thought I'm going to be a fashion designer. I mean, it was a lot of study and then getting jobs. And I just thought, it's not really that artistic. It's more business. And I was not a business person then. To me, that was a turnoff. It was a turnoff that it wasn't business. Isn't that hilarious? Because it was all about the art of it. And I thought, this is just a bunch of people, working hard. And then they're going to, I just saw that. And I thought, do I really want to work at this and then wait till I'm 30 and then I buy a BMW? It just didn't seem appealing to me. I remember thinking that. I thought, is that all that's in store for me? I work, and eventually I just, make some money and I buy a BMW. I was like, not interested. I wanted to travel. So that's what I really wanted to do. So I started traveling a lot and, that was an education and I had no money, so I was just, in those days, there was no remote access. There was no internet. So it was just really the old way of traveling and getting jobs and stuff like that. I ended up living in France for 6 years. So I obviously spoke French. I became a translator part-time, taught all sorts of people English, living on the edge. I lived in a garret like Mimi and La Boheme that had no water, running water, and the WC was 15 feet away on the landing, and I had to get a key and go into my friend's apartment to take a shower every morning. Very much an artist's life. Very interesting in some ways. I thought, oh, it's so romantic. I'm just like this artist type, which I really was. I mean, I was living the artist life. Yeah. And can never take that away from me. And I wouldn't give that back forever because I have experiences that most people haven't had. They just go into business and they have, their lives. So good stuff happened, bad stuff happened. Finally, after, I became an actress, by the way. So I was struggling. And I thought, this is no fun being poor anymore. I think I'm going to go to New York because,
because I could really be poor there if I go.
I just thought, I'm clandestine here and I really just want to not not live like this anymore. And I'd rather pay taxes. I want to pay tax because I want to exist. You start to feel like you don't exist. I'm going to go to New York. I was already, you know, 32 or something. It's not like I'm going to make it big as an actress, but I might get some work. And that was never my goal anyway. My goal was just to do it because I enjoyed it and live off it. And so I go to New York and it was hard. And so I started getting all these jobs and I ended up by accident getting a job as an executive recruiter for Wall Street by accident. The guy was like, I just love your voice. You're so cultured. I said, okay. And I was really good at it by accident, again, by accident. And he said, you're the best recruiter I've ever met in my life. And I said, really? I'm not even trying. I
didn't really plan for this, but
I realized for the first time in my life, I didn't have to try to be good at it. It was just so natural. He said, I've never met anybody like you. He didn't even really have to train you. You just, here's what you do. He said, you're a natural. I said, okay. It was easy. It was kind of fun. And then in the meantime, I kept up my acting and I started making like short films and blah, blah, blah. And then 9/11 happened. Okay. So everybody lost their job. So I went back to the acting and being an extra on, you know, I was in a lot of shows, Law and Order, Law and Order, SVU, bunch of movies, did so much background work. Okay. So then I got married. That didn't go well. And it ended up being a solo parent. And I thought, I got to do something because I'm in New York with two young children. And I got to do something. It was super stressful. I thought, what can I do while I was, because I was older, an older mother. I thought, what do I do? Well, I can still take care of my children. I thought, okay, what is there? I went through a whole list, like, what can I do without having to go get a job, right? I thought, really, like, looks like the only thing I can really do is do some internet kind of business. Okay. So coaching, I've always wanted to be a coach. Why don't I just do that? Okay. So, but I went through a long list of like what, and I really went through it all, like the options. I thought, that's it. It's coaching. So I got certified at night in my pajamas to be a life coach. And then I said to a friend of mine in the park with her kids, and she says, you know, oh, I said, I'm a coach now. She went, really? Awesome. I said, yeah, I got certified. She goes, okay. So who's your business coach? And I went, what? I said, you're going to need a business coach. You don't just know how to get business. I didn't miss a beat. And I thought, she's right. And I said, she goes, oh, I could coach her on that. I said, no, who's your coach? And she said, so-and-so. And I said, I'm going to hire her. She said, oh, okay. She put me in I'd already hired her in my brain. I just thought, so I got on the call and I said, you don't need a sales call. I need a coach. You're it. I'll just hire you. I don't know any other coach. That was it. And then that's for perfect. 8 years, I was doing the whole hustle of the networking and all of that and speaking and networking and speaking and networking and 8 years. Yeah. I did make some money. People thought I was pretty successful, but it wasn't what I wanted. And then we had to move to Cincinnati. And at that point, I was in such deep debt from things that happened. I thought, you know, I got to get online. I can't do this anymore. I can't be out there with my kids. And then they were in school at that point because I was homeschooling at one point. Yeah. I thought, I can't do this. So I got to get online. I got to figure this out. I got to figure out how to do this. And I got online. And I plunked down $10,000 on three different credit cards to do a program that wasn't that good, but at least I was in a program. And I figured out how to get high ticket clients. And I got to $1 million in 17 months and 92% profit on my own. So finally, it was finally the gift of all that work. And finally, the inflection point and the tipping point, and I figured something out. The rest is history.
And amazing how many people would give up long before that. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I couldn't. You didn't have a choice. I mean, you had a family to feed and everything else. And, you know, the reality was you didn't want to get the job and be, you know, locked into an office.
I couldn't. Hire somebody that hasn't worked in years and years and years. So you're either overqualified or they're like, oh, you haven't worked.
Or massively underqualified.
I wasn't going to go get a job in a shop, you know, like, that's not what I'm going to say. I was really stuck between a rock and a hard place. Mm-hmm. Also, I couldn't because I'd take care of my kids. Yeah. You'd have to say, oh, I'm so sorry. I got to pick my kids up at, you know, 2. So there was no solution. I had to make my business work and there was no choice.
Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about that. You know, as you started to kind of make that inflection point happen, what were some of the things that you did in that process to kind of adjust yourself to working with those higher ticket clients?
Well, the thing is this, in the 8 years, I had high ticket clients.
Okay.
Yeah. I was already charging $30,000 for a year to work with me. That's high ticket, but it wasn't enough clients because the marketing avenue was broken. Okay. Yep. So it wasn't, and actually when I started online, I wasn't charging $30,000. I was charging $4,800, right? For 12 weeks, but then it's gone up and we have a better system. We got more coaches. So now it's 10K. I'm just going to tell you for 3 months with it really dialed in. So, yeah. And I do have a year that is 35K, but that was nothing new for me to charge 35K for a year. It was just that we had a system in place, and I was also only coaching coaches and consultants now. And before it was all business people.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, and that makes more sense. Then you can really focus in on, okay, this is what works. Now, what type of work do you do with them? Is it more business coach, you know, let me teach you how to market yourself, or what is it that you do in that world?
It is literally client getting.
Okay.
It's how to, everybody needs to get clients. So we don't mess around. Yeah. We don't mess around coaching on anything but stuff that's going to get cash in the door. I'm the money gal. Because to me, in my coaching life for 13 years, because I started as a life coach for about 2 minutes, I'm very talented at helping people make money. It's a gift. Yeah. And my coach said to me, she said, I've never met anybody that helps people make money naturally like you. She said, you're not a life coach. She goes, you're a business coach.
Yeah.
Because of course life's in there. But she said, you just, all your clients are business people and you're making them money. And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really about stopping the fluff and stopping doing things that aren't going to bring money and that people love doing. Mm. It's none of that. We are only here to build your business, money making activities, i.e. getting high ticket clients and more, as many as possible. Of course, there's leadership and there's mindset and all of that in there to make that happen, right?
Yeah. But the end goal is, we've got to get money coming in the door.
Exactly. 100%.
Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, let's walk through your process a little bit. You know, let's say I come to you and say, John, I am a coach. I have a few high ticket clients. I've got a good process. I need to make money. What, you know, where are we going to start?
We're going to start with an offer. Mm-hmm. And who is it for? So first, you have an offer and you're doing this kind of the same time because it's back and forth, right? So, but first of all, what's your offer? Okay. Now who's that for? Okay. Mm-hmm. So first we're figuring out kind of who's it for at the same time. Yeah. It's like one session. We do all this. So, okay, I want to help, you know, people that need to build their, you know, people that need to build your wealth. And I'm going to coach them on that. Okay. So who are these people? Is it men? Is it women? It's both. How old? Between this and this age. Okay. What do they do? Variety of things. Okay. So that's your avatar. We're figuring out who's your target market or ideal client avatar, ICA. Then, great. We know who we're serving. Now let's go back. What are you doing for them? What's the offer? What's the irresistible offer? And I mean, not an offer that's like, that sounds okay. Nobody is going to fork money out for something that sounds okay. They're only going to pay for stuff that they see has tremendous value. That's going to help them do something really definite and big. So, well, we're going to help you with a 12-week program, and we're going to help you get so sorted out that you know how to get out of debt, you got some savings, and you know how to invest in at least three things. Mm-hmm. Boom. Great. I'm just doing an example. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a real, it's not, oh, you know what? We're going to do 12 weeks and we're going to chat about stuff. We're going to, and we're going to get clear. That's not enough. Yeah. It's what are we going to do? We're going to something that's going to change their lives. So you get a possible offer and a price for it. So let's just say, I'm just making this up, you know, people that need to build their wealth and it's 12 weeks and it's going to be, you know, $3,000 and you get this, 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 and this, and some sort of promise of results, not a guarantee. Mm-hmm. Haven't gotten XYZ towards your goals by the time the program ends. Well, we're going to keep coaching you at no extra cost till it happens. They're like, whoa, that's great. So something that is irresistible because they're not taking such a huge risk because you've built something into the contract. There's not a guarantee, but sort of seems like one. Mm-hmm. Because you're not allowed to use the word guarantee.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and there's no way you really can guarantee it. I mean, but
no.
Yeah, you know what works. And if they execute on that,
it
probably
will work.
A pretty good chance. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can say, you know, if this hasn't happened by this time, we will keep coaching you till that happens. You got to just do the work. That's the caveat. Mm. Just so you're coachable. Yeah. Just so you do some, you know, the work. So you're not difficult to work with. Other than that, you know, you can't say when, you can't guarantee. You can say, we're just going to make sure we work until. So anyway, that's what you start with. The offer. Okay. the offer. Nobody knows how to do that. I can do that in 20 minutes, actually.
Sure.
So what do we got? Okay, now we're good. We have an offer. We have a price. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Make sure the offer is amazing. There's certain things to make it amazing. I can't go into that. It's a bit long. That's how you do that. From that point, that's where you start.
Okay, perfect. Mm. And then for a lot of them, I mean, is it that they're coming at it from an advertising perspective? Are they going to go out and speak? I mean, you said you had done that and that really wasn't your thing after a while. You know, is it really what fits their style as far as how they're going to then take that offer to market?
No, there's something everybody has to do because that's what worked for me. That is to master organic social media marketing. That's the bread and butter. That's the foundation. You get that marketing avenue going. One plate's in the air then. You got to get really good at that. And that is a moneymaker forever. Organic. Yeah. So you got to learn either on LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook how to get clients. The best one, FYI, is LinkedIn now.
Yeah.
So much easier. So much easier. Facebook has become way more difficult in the last 6 years to get clients from. They block you. You can't add people. Used to be 6 years ago, you could add 700 people in 1 hour if you wanted.
Yeah.
There's no blocking. So now
especially if you're coaching a very specific type of person, it's very easy to find them and narrow down in the LinkedIn audience versus Facebook. Yeah, it's a guess.
No, Facebook was really easy. It's just they won't let you do it anymore.
Sure.
They block you if you add three people or four. Sometimes I get blocked for months. They've made it that a lot of people will be leaving Facebook if they continue because we're like, I hardly use it now, except I have two Facebook groups. So anyway, that's the deal. Where are you going to market? Some people need to be on Facebook because the Facebook groups are great for their offer. Some people need to be on Instagram because their offer is fantastic on Instagram. Depends on the offer. We always work it out. What's going to work for the client? We don't force them into something. It's about where are your people? We always go where the market is. Okay. And of course we know how to help you on Instagram and Facebook, how to get clients. I'm just saying generally, I've noticed that LinkedIn is just easier. Okay.
Yeah.
For most offers. And then from there, it's, you know, content, how to get people on a call and how to highlight value and get clients in a very non-spammy, ethical way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so then that's the first thing.
Close the business.
Exactly. And then that's it. That's the first system. And now if people work with us longer. Yeah, sure. I mean, we can help you leverage and monetize your podcast. We can help you monetize being on podcasts. We can help you monetize the podcast in a different way that we figured out, like actual sponsorships, because I figured out how to get I have 95,000 subscribers now on my YouTube channel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So figured out a lot of stuff. And we do help people to get paid speaking gigs if they want, but that's not the core of it. First, you have to get a system in place so you're good and you know clients are coming in. And then, sure, what do you want to do? You want to get paid speaking gigs? Great. You want to, you know, monetize a podcast? Great. Fantastic. So that's how that works.
Love it. Love it. Well, and I mean, it's just a nice systematic thing. What I like about your approach is you focus on the money first. You know, because I see so many coaches that, let's get your mindset right. And, you know, let's do this. And I'm very direct. How do I make money?
Exactly. The thing is, we have a mindset coach. The point is nothing helps your mindset more than getting clients.
It's amazing.
It has to be at the same time. It has to be at the same time. The mindset with the strategy. My whole thing is, to be successful, you need mindset and strategy neck and neck all the way, all the time. They're both important. But you don't sit around fixing your mindset when you're so worried about not making money. And you're not going to feel good about making money. And if you do feel good, well, that's not a good mindset because it means you're okay not being successful.
Yeah. Right? Or you get commission breath and they smell you out right away and, you know, they're gone.
Yeah.
After that.
Exactly.
So awesome. Well, what's new in your world? What are you working on that you might want to share with the audience?
Well, you know, I'm about to get the YouTube Influencer Award.
Nice.
Because you know when you get to 100K.
Yeah.
I'm almost there.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm actually thinking of starting a mini program to coach people on how to get that.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, that silver thing.
I will tell you from having been on YouTube for, you know, 4 or 5 years. I mean, just to get the traction going, to even get people watching what you're doing is extremely difficult.
You know, how many subscribers do you have?
I've got about 15,000 right now, you know, and hasn't been a major focus. So, I mean, it's not like I haven't done anything. It's just, I hadn't really focused on it and said that, you know, that's going to be my channel. What I've started to learn is there are so many different facets of me that I had to kind of break my world up into whatever social channel makes sense for whatever business approach that I'm working on. You know, and so YouTube right now, I'm launching a whole nother YouTube channel just for the fiction side of my business away from what I do with this channel, which is, you know, Freedom Nation. We focus on helping people kind of find that journey.
Right.
Well, the thing is, I have to do that. Otherwise it confuses the crap out of people.
Right. Well, the thing is, we figured out how to do this through a podcast, like a channel.
Yeah.
Now I have a channel and there's more than my podcast in it, but we're using the podcast to get those subscribers. So I thought, you know, wouldn't people want to learn how to become a YouTube influencer? Cause I know how to do it. And
absolutely.
So I was thinking, why don't I just create I might create another small program. And even if they don't have a podcast, how to get one up real quick and get that. Because once you have that silver plaque, you know, you can leverage that.
Sure. So, well, but I mean, the other part is too, I think, you know, there's points when you get to 1,000, you know, you see kind of a boost because it seems like the algorithm goes, you've done something to get yourself there. And then you get to 10 and it seems like they give you a little bit more boost. And then you don't get anything until you get to 100, I think, at that point, besides just work your butt off and be consistent and put stuff out there.
Well, I actually have a shortcut. So,
of course you do. Do you want to share just a little hint of that for your?
Well, you're gonna have to pay for that. No, it's a whole system that I figured out, so I can't tell people on a podcast. Sure. Like, you know what I mean? It's.
Was it? I'll ask it this way: was it leveraging your podcast to get to that point, or was it, you know, leveraging content?
No,
on YouTube?
No, it's using YouTube ads correctly.
Okay.
Yeah. Which nobody knows. I mean, nobody knows how to do this because I figured it out. But anyway.
Well, and YouTube ads, I will tell you, I mean, we've leveraged YouTube ads on my other podcast for absolute success. I mean, it's how we drove a ton of subscribers.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Was, you know, and I mean, we're doing what normally people would think of as a very dry financial podcast, although Ron and I are fun and, you know, we joke around more than we actually talk about finance. But, you know, I mean, you got to get past the first 30 seconds, you got to be able to engage them in that first 30 seconds to get them to listen to a 20-minute podcast at that point. So, it, you know, you've really got to work hard to be engaging from the very, very beginning to just get them to stay on there and listen to the thing. So
true. I hope that this episode makes them want to listen.
I hope so too. I hope so. Well, this is just one of the shows, but I knew having you on, we would get a ton out of you. So let's transition to the fast five questions now.
Okay.
Ready? All right. So first question, you wake up in the morning, business is gone. You still have the knowledge. You still have your network. What are you going to do first? You have $500, laptop, computer, place to live. What do you do?
I just do organic social media marketing because you don't need any money for that. And I create a new offer and I start talking to people.
Awesome. I love it. What's the biggest business mistake you've ever made?
Not getting online way early.
Okay.
8 years earlier.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think about it myself. God, I mean, I read back, you know, if you read a lot of what happened in the early years, my God, it was easy to make money.
It was easy. It was like hotcakes.
Way harder now.
And we thought, oh, that's for those other people. So biggest mistake ever.
Yep, absolutely. Well, and so much of a problem in the finance industry, we just couldn't do it. The industry wouldn't let us. So, you know, finally they've lightened up and caught up to the 20th century at this point. Mm-hmm. What's a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
Psycho-Cybernetics.
Okay. I love that book. Yeah, it's fantastic.
It is.
What is a tool that you use in your business every day that you might recommend?
LinkedIn Sales Navigator.
Yep. I agree. How do you, you know, when you have somebody that says, well, but I mean, it's going to cost me $90 to have Sales Navigator. How do you, how do you address that?
I would say you should not have a business if you can't spend 97 bucks on it.
Yeah.
No offense. Okay.
Yeah. If it gets you one client, it's paid for life.
No, I mean, if that's your attitude, you can't invest in your business, then you're not a business person. You need to get coaching or get out.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Last question for you. What is your definition of freedom?
Definition of freedom, being able to do whatever I want, whenever I want, with whomever I want.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, John, if somebody is interested in learning a little bit more about you, getting in contact with you, maybe coaching with you, what's the best place to find you?
It is jeanneomlor.com, JeanneOmlor.com. And there's a whole page, hundreds and hundreds of client testimonials and a place to book a call. Also LinkedIn, my name, Instagram, my name, and Facebook. Best place, probably Instagram, LinkedIn. I see those messages more than the other ones.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. You're like I am. You're on there every day. I finally found a system that I can, you know, get the messages and it's not a jumble of crap messages coming in. So I can actually get back to people now. Well, John, thank you for being on the show today. I really, truly appreciate you being on here and sharing your expertise and your story with us. And we hope you lots of luck with launching your influencer program.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. Well, folks, as always, make sure, you know, everything of her information is going to be down in the show notes page. Make sure that you reach out to her, go out and check her stuff out online. Her LinkedIn posts are outstanding, by the way. So I enjoy kind of following her LinkedIn post. So as always, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you guys back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.